WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Enough money has been saved in the Bryan School District's bond-funded construction program to pay for converting the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. Board members last night unanimously approved the adding of field turf to the original plan of replacing the track. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says this will accommodate more students moving to SFA for PE classes and athletic teams.
This gives us these areas on each end for PE and smaller groups of kids while the athletic students are out on the field.
Installation begins Friday and is expected to be completed by the time the new SFA is open this August. The Bryan School Board has unanimously approved the new superintendent's recommendations to fill two principal vacancies. Both are in-district promotions. Rutter Assistant Principal Rachel Layton will become the new principal at Stephen F. Austin Middle School, and an assistant principal at Bonham Elementary, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, takes over as principal next year. Tonight's College Station School Board meeting includes possible action to reorganize the district's administrative leadership team. Superintendent Clark Ely is recommending the return of a third deputy position who will be in charge of academics.
With our rapid growth and increasing number of campuses and school children, it really made sense. We needed a little bit more capacity to be able to do the work that we need to.
The board is expected to confirm the hiring of Penny Trammell of Coppell as CSISD's chief academic officer. Every 2 years, the Bryan City Council updates its five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper told listeners on our show their recommendations will be presented this afternoon.
A large project is the Coulter Avenue reconstruction from South College to 29th Street. It includes bike lanes, sidewalks, completely rebuilding the road and all the utilities.
New sidewalks are proposed on Broadmoor and Rustling Oaks, along with a few drainage projects and the previously approved extension of University Drive east of Boonville Road. Casper expects a final decision by the council this summer. Two economic development agreements for new apartment complexes in Bryan are on the agenda for tonight's Bryan City Council meeting.
Last year, it was revealed the former Bowie Elementary School downtown at 26th and Sims would be turned into 53 studio apartments. Council's being asked if developers generate $3 million in property value. The city awards a grant of $175,000 and waives city permit fees associated with the conversion of the 90-year-old building, which was last used as a school in 1991. Last November, the council in Brazos County approved agreements for a $5 million apartment complex along Highway 47 between the Health Science Center and Villa Maria Road. The council is being asked to give the developer an additional $160,000 that is not budgeted in order to increase the diameter of a new water line from 8 to 12 inches. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's almost 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Mix of clouds and sun will develop today. A lot of places will start out with clouds and the sun will develop. It'll be breezy and warm. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90 later today. Lots of clouds tonight. Breezy lows will be 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow. Could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. partly sunny, breezy Thursday, chance of showers, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Aggie baseball team's final non-conference game tonight against the Sam Houston State Bearcats. Meanwhile, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the upcoming NCAA Division I softball championship competition. And Spurs coach Greg Popovich has some strong words for Golden State's Zaza Pachulia. We'll have all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's pretty much got strong words for about anybody.
No, yeah. He doesn't have words. Yeah. He usually just says one.
He's a very, very interesting guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I cannot imagine being in a situation where you cover him.
No.
No.
He's scary.
He just doesn't answer. He gives you two words, and then he looks at you like,
what, isn't that enough?
Next.
If you don't understand, you're too stupid.
If you've never seen him during an interview, just YouTube it. Just Google it. There's like whole compilations out there of just clips of him with reporters. And I think the only person he's ever really given a good answer to was Craig Sager. And that's because, you know, when he was kind of on his outs, like leaving, you know, broadcasting
right.
and stuff,
right.
he was nice to him.
That's actually even more exciting then, because I actually had to only choose half of what he said because he had quite a few things to say about Zaza Pachulia.
Got worked up.
Yeah. I guess so. Well, you know, and again, all they do is win. It's not a showy city. And, you know, there's not a lot of pizzazz in San Antonio. They have black and white uniforms. They just kick you.
Yep.
So, hey, by the way, Rob is not one to do percentages, but just for your planning purposes, right now they're saying Saturday is a 60% chance of rain. So just know that. Look, in June and July, we're going to wish we had rain no matter what.
But, exactly.
Right now it's a little bit inconvenient. Now, mm-hmm. today's going to be breezy, which is good.
Yeah.
Winds will be up to about 25 miles an hour, and same thing for tonight, but different from what we had yesterday, just a completely different feel.
So. Yeah.
All right, so here we go. All right, in the meantime, I don't know if you've heard of Siri. It's that thing that talks to you.
Once or twice.
Okay, New Jersey man who was injured in a house explosion is thanking Siri for saving his life.
Ooh.
Christopher Bacher says that he was checking out his mom's vacant cottage. Oh, how quaint
cottage.
Cottage in outside of Wilmot, New Hampshire, on May the 1st, when he saw something suspicious and went inside. He tells the TV station there when he switched on a light, the house exploded.
Ugh.
He said the whole place caught fire. Part of it collapsed while I was in there, so I'm not exactly sure where I really was. His face and hands were burned, but he grabbed his cell phone but was unable to dial because of his injuries.
Ooh.
He says he somehow asked his iPhone's voice control assistant, Siri, to call 911.
Wow.
Believing that he was going into shock. A spokesman for Apple yesterday confirmed that statistics on Siri being used for emergencies weren't available, but noted that some recent emergencies have in fact included boaters off the coast of Florida that had a problem, and that was back in April, and also a 4-year-old boy in London used it.
Wow.
To actually call police.
Nice to know technology's good for something.
That's it. So it's okay if the newsman talks to Siri, unless he's asking it to buy something. See, now, how would that be? What if a newsman on TV or something said, Siri, call 911?
Oh.
To test it out.
Happens. Very irresponsible.
Careful, Scott.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
Siri, nope.
We might find out soon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Put that up to your headphones. See how that works.
It's like the commercial that used the Amazon thing?
Yeah.
And it said, hey Amazon or whatever it is, and made people look up stuff on their product.
I like it. Yep.
Yeah.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're at May the 16th already. It's day 136. We've got 229 of them to go. It's Mimosa Day!
Yeah.
So go do that thing. That's, what, vodka and orange juice?
No, champagne and
champagne
orange
juice.
Well,
orange.
Really any kind of juice.
Okay.
But it is champagne based.
All right, so we can do that if you want to. Mm-hmm. It's Love a Tree Day.
Okay.
So if you are a tree hugger, today's the day.
Today's
you
your day.
That.
Today's
that's
your
right.
day.
Sea Monkey Day.
I think I had those once.
Yeah. Sure, probably so. And actually, it says it's Sea Monkey Day and National Sea Monkey Day.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
what the difference would be.
Still bizarre that they just could, like, come in a package. And...
Yeah.
But they looked nothing like the label.
Oh, well, no, of
yeah.
course not.
They do that because we, don't know what a monkey looks like. And also, it's National Piercing Day.
Okay.
Okay. You know, okay.
Sure.
To some extent. Just
yeah. to you know. Some extent.
It's not the kind of thing that, like, do Guinness Book of World Records stuff. Or,
yeah.
You know, you don't want to go really mm-hmm. too far with that. But anyway, all right. Well, go ahead.
We got birthdays. Kirsten Maldonado is 25 from Pentatonix.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Thomas Brody Sangster is 27. He was on Maze Runner and also he was on Soap Opera with Swords. He's a guy who's 27 but looks like he's like 10 years old.
Right? Gotcha.
So he gets cast as a child.
Oh, okay.
Megan Fox is 31.
Oh. I haven't seen her in the news lately.
Yeah, I haven't
That's
seen
probably
her
good for her.
Transformers
lately,
babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam Richman is 43, guy from Man vs. Food.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yeah. He
Amazing.
Actually
surprised a hot dog hasn't killed him yet.
Yeah, he actually, I believe, had to cut down on his
he
Man
did,
vs. Food
yeah,
stuff because he's well, having health problems.
Well, look at it. I mean,
look
what
at
a
what
concept.
He's eating. Yeah.
He's versusing food.
It's not like he ever tried to take on the world's largest salad.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Which, why
I
not?
I can eat
you
more
know?
Quinoa than anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
The I'm most eat, kale ever.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to eat a pound of kale.
Right. Jason Wee Man Acuna is 44 from Jackass. He actually came up here a few years ago.
Oh.
And yeah,
and what did he do?
Friend of the station.
He did a classic Jackass thing and hit Frito in the area.
Okay,
so
really?
I'm sure, Frito yeah. really appreciated.
He
that.
Wanted it. He asked
oh,
for it.
Did
so
he?
Got it on camera. Yeah.
All right, fine.
Forever immortalized.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
going on record. Okay.
Hard pass. Yeah, yeah definitely. David Boreanaz, I believe is how you say his name. Yeah. He's 48. He's the guy from Bones and also was on Buffy. He
Buffy.
Was Angel.
He was yeah. Angel, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tracy Gold's 48. She was Carol Seaver on The Growing Pains and battled anorexia for a while
okay.
there. Tucker Carlson is 48.
Oh, yeah. He's
pretty
on
cool.
Fox News now.
Yeah. Janet Jackson, 51 today.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Winger's 62.
All right.
From Urban Cowboy.
Sure.
Olga Corbett is 62. Soviet
really?
Gymnast.
Really?
Yeah, 62.
She's like 4 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, a little bitty.
Pierce Brosnan, 64.
Yeah.
And Danny Trejo, he is 73. That's Machete.
He's looked that bad forever, though.
He certainly has.
I mean, when he was 40, he probably
yeah.
looked like that.
Yeah, and apparently he's super short, too.
Oh, is that right? I
yeah.
didn't know that.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who does the Snickers commercials
That's
now,
right?
Right?
That's
okay,
right.
okay.
Yep,
Just
yep,
making
yep,
those
yep,
are pretty
yep.
funny.
They are pretty funny. That's it. And Thurman Thomas, pretty good football player. He's a 51 today. All right, there you go. It's 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so violent protesters are now a staple at the University of California, Berkeley. Whenever any conservative speaker is set to speak on campus, newly released documents show that city leaders in Berkeley, well, they've been working hard to come up with a solution for the rioters. And the Washington Times reports the documents obtained through the Public Request Act shows that leaders discussed having, quote, empathy tents, volleyball, square dancing set up to calm the leftists preparing to riot during Ann Coulter's speech at the school. Now, Berkeley volunteer commissioner is out there saying that, you know, envision bubble singing, laughter yoga, Buddhist peace mediators, fencing with sponge noodles,
No, what do we have? No more coloring books? No more Legos? No more crayons? No therapy dogs? I mean, this is insanity. All I can say is thank God we don't have these Berkeley snowflakes in charge of battling ice.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest way possible. Brand new custom blinds from Blinds.com. Blinds.com was able to transform every room in my house. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation, free samples, free shipping. Their prices, unbeatable. Plus, if you accidentally mismeasure, pick the wrong color, they'll remake your blinds for free. Now, through May the 24th, save 40% off on select brands at Blinds.com, plus an additional 5% when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over 2 decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Disney CEO Bob Iger has revealed that hackers claim to have access to an unnamed upcoming movie and threaten to release it online unless the company pays a ransom. Iger made the comments during a town hall meeting with ABC employees in New York City. The hackers have demanded that a huge sum be paid on Bitcoin, but Disney has refused to pay. Berkshire Hathaway sharply increased its holding of Apple and sold some of its stake in IBM in the first quarter, according to a new securities filing. Billionaire Warren Buffett's company owns 2.4% of Apple shares outstanding, making it the third largest position in the portfolio, behind just Kraft Heinz and Wells Fargo. Coca-Cola is Buffett's fourth largest holding. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying an office tower in Dublin's Docklands Business Quarter, giving the U.S. bank significant space to expand outside of London when Britain leaves the European Union. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks closed broadly higher yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 85 points. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click AnchorFoundationRepair.com. Bob.net.
Well, I love our food segment because I always find it interesting some of the disgusting things people come up with, or also some of the really tasty things people come up with. But I think the headline's my favorite part of this one. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. All right, so the headline to this one states, Pop-Tarts with Jolly Rancher filling have arrived to kill you. So Pop-Tarts aren't even trying to pretend they're part of a healthy breakfast anymore, huh? Because there are three new flavors of Pop-Tarts that were just announced, and they're filled with Jolly Ranchers. Yeah, that's true. There are three different types, watermelon, cherry, and green apple. They'll be hitting the stores later this month, apparently. I'm not sure that news is going to sit real well with any kindergarten teachers out there, but hopefully parents will make it part of a balanced breakfast. You know, throw in some protein or something. And while we're on the subject of Pop-Tarts, is it just me or are their commercials totally disturbing? I mean, they're centered around people trying to trick these personified Pop-Tarts into hopping into ovens so that they can eat them. I've always found personification of food in advertising to be a little off. Maybe that's just me. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Memorial Day sales event every weekend in May. Lease a well-equipped BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month. Just $219 a month. Experience the difference in a completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? Not a problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with an extra $1,500 included for college graduates? So remember, lease a BMW 3 Series for just $219 a month, or drive away with some extra cash in your pocket in one of over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs. It's the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900, or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, having a look at the weather. We're going to continue that pattern where we're going to be in the upper 80s, and low temperatures now telling us to probably be in the lower to middle 70s for the lows. Now, 88 today, but breezy. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. Probably about the same as far as the winds are concerned tonight with a low of 71. Tomorrow, we've got a 40% chance of showers. And then looking on towards Saturday, while the temps stay the same in the upper 80s to near 90, we'll have a 60% chance of rain on Saturday. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 8, 93% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies, looking at 68 degrees.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward, Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward, Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward, Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Not all that long ago, people would go to bed twice a night. But then came the Industrial Revolution. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Do you get enough sleep?
The way to know whether you are getting adequate sleep, both quantity and quality, is if you feel awake all day long and you don't struggle against drowsiness.
Kat Duff, author of the book The Secret Life of Sleep, says you probably need more sleep than you think you do.
About 1% of the population can get by on a few hours of sleep. That's very few people. A lot more people claim they can. Most of us need between 7 and 9 hours sleep.
Interestingly, before the Industrial Revolution, people used to sleep twice a night.
They would go to bed when it got dark because the minute it gets dark, our pineal glands naturally secrete melatonin, which helps us fall asleep. So they would go to bed, and then after a few hours, they'd wake up and spend an hour or two awake, and then they would fall back asleep. And that's a natural pattern amongst pre-industrial peoples all around the world and throughout history.
To sleep well, Kat says the darker the room, the better. And using electronic devices before bed can be a problem.
We have our computers and TVs and phones and so on. They emit a blue light that helps keep us awake. That's great for the morning time when we need to wake up. But if we are doing puzzles on the computer at night or answering email or looking at Facebook on our phones in bed, that's going to keep us up.
Tomorrow, more ways to improve your sleep. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the last 3 years, the College Station School District has had two deputy administrators reporting to Superintendent Clark Ely. Tonight, the CSISD School Board is expected to recreate a third deputy and fill the position of Chief Academic Officer.
Pretty much everything that we do that regards teaching and learning. She will also be the direct supervisor of a number of our principals.
Dr. Ely says Penny Trammell of Coppell will start July 1st.
CSISD is doing great things in a number of areas, but it's always good to be able to bring somebody in with a fresh perspective that can really look at what we're doing and challenge us.
Dr. Trammell will join the district's relabeled Chief Administrative Officer Greg McIntyre and Chief Financial Officer Mike Martindale. New principals on two Bryan School District campuses are familiar faces. Recommendations by new superintendent Christy Whitbeck were unanimously approved by the school board last night. Bonham Elementary's new principal, Gloria Garcia Rhodes, has been an assistant principal at that school. And next year's principal at Stephen F. Austin is Rachel Layton, and she's been an assistant principal at Rudder High. The Bryan School Board is taking advantage of saving money on construction projects from the district's 2014 bond issue to convert the Stephen F. Austin Middle School football field to artificial turf. The board last night unanimously approved spending an additional $709,000. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says the field turf can be used 1,200 hours a year by classroom students and student athletes, compared with 380 hours on natural grass. This is in addition to the previously planned replacement of the SFA track and related improvements at a cost of $243,000.
We're also going to replace the fence around the stadium, and we're looking at other facelift items that we can do with the bleachers and the concession stand and those other things to kind of spiff it up a little bit.
The nearly $1 million project starts Friday and is scheduled to be completed by the time the new SFA opens this August. The Bryan City Council has been asked to award $200,000 in matching grants for buildings along Texas Avenue and in the downtown area.
The council agenda includes the owners of two downtown north buildings. Twin City Missions Alice's Attic Resale Store at 22nd and Main will receive $61,000 towards restoring the building's exterior, which includes repairing a failing wall and repointing masonry and adding a canopy. And what's been a vacant building at Main and MLK has been purchased by Winchester Designs with the intent of moving from another downtown location. Their $36,000 grant would go towards cleaning the building, replacing windows and doors, and refurbishing an awning. Council is also being asked to award a total of $100,000 to the owners of nine buildings along Texas Avenue. More than 80% of that money is recommended to two businesses. $46,000 to Buddy's Appliance will go towards warehouse improvements, and $36,000 at Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design will go towards facade, parking lot, and landscaping improvements. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop includes staff recommendations for the next five-year capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper, speaking on our show, says the CIP is updated every 2 years.
One we're looking at doing in phases is Woodville Road reconstruction, so that one we're trying to squeeze in there as well. We also have Old Hearn Road. Those who have been driving that road know we have it under construction right now. There's another phase of that planned with this program that would take it up to Texas Avenue and through that intersection.
There are also partnerships where the city pays for the design and TxDOT and the BCS Planning Organization would pay for the construction.
William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder. Reconstruction of certain parts of that, adding some improvements at intersections, pedestrian bicycle improvements, safety improvements in terms of access medians and things like that. Very busy corridor there. And then the other project will be Texas Avenue, all the way from University Drive on the south end of town to the north end of Highway 21. Similar kind of improvements with sidewalks and medians and intersection improvements, traffic signals and that like.
Staff is also recommending money for a new super park in the downtown quiet zone. A final council decision is expected this summer. And a Bryan man originally accused of sexually assaulting two children 6 years ago, then pleaded guilty about 1.5 years ago to a misdemeanor count of injuring one of the children, is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced 26-year-old Stephen Valadez violated terms of staying out of prison for, among other reasons, not paying a $1,000 fine, even though he found the money to post $37,000 in bonds. Valadez, who was sentenced to 5 years of deferred adjudication, a form of probation, was ordered to serve a prison term of 7.5 years. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Be part of the show by texting us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 20th, it's Beef Industry Outlook. The beef industry is strong, but the challenges have never been greater. If you raise cattle, don't miss this State of the Beef Industry this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21. Get ready. It's almost time to cast your vote for the best of the Brazos Valley. Voting starts Thursday, June 1st, as you decide the best in shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. Keep listening for more information about how you can vote for your favorites. Thanks in part to our sponsors, Atkinson Toyota, Premier Properties, Baylor Scott & White Healthcare, and What's the Buzz Coffee Company. Voting begins Thursday, June 1st, for the 17th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
As high pressure moves further east away from the area, more and more in the way of Gulf of Mexico moisture will start to move into the region. We'll have clouds today. It'll be breezy. There will be some breaks of sunshine. Temperatures 85 to 90. Overnight, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, 70 to 75. Cloudy tomorrow with the threat of showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy, a few showers possible Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team takes on Sam Houston State tonight for their final non-conference game of the season. Meanwhile, the Astros took down the Marlins in Miami, but the Rangers will have to face the Phillies without Carlos Gomez tonight. And in the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 6:39. He's at it this morning, huh?
Yeah, just around 6 a.m. Here our time, he tweeted, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia, parentheses, at an openly scheduled White House meeting, parentheses, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons. Plus, I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism."
That's all we've got.
But that's what he came out this morning and tweeted about.
Well, that's because the Washington Post had this story that says that the president has revealed this highly classified intelligence information, and he shouldn't have, having to do with Iraq and Syria. One official tells the Washington Post that the information in question was provided by a U.S. partner through an intelligence sharing agreement. And that partner did not give the U.S. permission to share that info. So one source told BuzzFeed it's far worse than what has already been reported. So, of course, Damage Control, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, had to talk about it last night.
"There's nothing that the president takes more seriously than the security of the American people. The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The president and the foreign minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. Two other senior officials who were present, including the Secretary of State, remember the meeting the same way and have said so. Their on-the-record accounts should outweigh those of anonymous sources. And I was in the room. It didn't happen. Thanks, everybody."
Okay. So
it didn't happen.
Did to, did
Fake
not.
Fake news.
Did to, did not. That's right. So that's so they had to stamp out that fire. I mean, well after the news cycle. That started a whole new news cycle last night because of that. So President Trump also used a police memorial service yesterday to blast those who would subject police officers to hostility and violence, he also said.
"On this police officer's Memorial Day, we thank God for having blessed so many of us with such incredible heroes, and we pledge our solidarity with their families and loved ones, and many of those great families and survivors are here with us today, and I'd love you to stand up. Families and survivors, what great, incredible people. And your loved ones are looking down on you right now, believe me, and they're very proud. Thank you."
And see, for a lot of people in America, that's what resonates with Trump. I mean, just regular folks who go to work and, you know, pay their taxes and that kind of thing, that's what they want.
I feel like regardless of how you feel about the guy, that's a great thing for him to do.
Yeah, you know,
it's just a good thing.
And those are one of that's what happens.
And I don't know about y'all, but I don't feel like it's forced. I don't feel like it's coming from just a, you know, a scripted place in his heart. You know, it's something that he truly means and he sounds like he means when he talks about stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not like, okay, we did polling and this is something that I need to come out
exactly.
and say.
Right.
He does. He feels that way. I saw something earlier this morning that apparently Trump's numbers among Hispanics in Texas are higher than they are any place else in the nation.
Really?
Yeah. So he's, I mean, he's making numbers with those people. And you know, that's pretty interesting. That's got to get the Democrats a little bit upset because they're thinking, oh, well, heck yeah, we've got the Hispanic vote. Well, not really.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Nobody asked Rick Perry, but he thought he'd go ahead and tell Fox News that He would have let James Comey go, too, if he were president.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah,
oh.
And he just kept standing in front of the mirror going, if I were president, if I were president, one, 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 if I were president.
Now we know it was the right decision.
Yeah.
right.
Andrew McCabe, he's the acting successor to FBI Director James Comey.
The poor, poor soul.
Yeah, yeah. Right on the first day, he had to go testify.
Ooh.
Well, now he's going to testify behind closed doors to the Senate Intelligence Committee today. Likely be about Russia meddling in the elections. Mitch McConnell, who's the U.S.-American Senate Majority Leader, announced yesterday that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, will brief all 100 senators about the president's decision to fire Comey so that they'll know a little bit more about that. And Hillary's back in the news.
Oh, yeah?
She has decided that she's going to put together some kind of a pack, okay, so that she can be out there. And unfortunately, we didn't have too much new audio from Hillary, but we did have that. From,
the classic.
Things never change.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, the new organization is called Onward Together, which will fundraise for five prominent progressive groups. In an email to supporters, Hillary said, I believe more fiercely than ever that citizen engagement at every level is central to a strong and vibrant democracy. Please vote. Oh, no, she didn't say that. She continued, to support this wave of grassroots organizing, we're launching Onward Together, an organization dedicated to advancing the progressive vision that earned nearly 66 million votes in the last election. Onward Together will work to build a higher and brighter future for generations to come by supporting groups that encourage people to organize and run for office. So, all right, there we go. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from North Carolina on the lower court's ruling to strike down voter ID law.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the 2013 law. Supreme Court is allowing it to stand. So that may embolden some other states to decide to go ahead and do that if they at least come close to that. And I think we have an update this morning on what's going on as far as the hacker attack that took place in Europe. This just came in from Fox a few minutes ago.
The malicious software appears to share code and infection patterns with tools used in the hack of Sony Pictures in 2014. That's according to antivirus companies Symantec and Kaspersky Lab. And a cybersecurity expert in South Korea is quoted saying last year he made contact with a hacker in North Korea who asked about extortion software. Nevertheless, the evidence is circumstantial. It does not prove Pyongyang's involvement. North Korea ally China was among nations most badly hit. In the Asia Bureau, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News.
Well, but if those people don't care about China, even though they're in North Korea, they may go after North Korea. You heard the story that we had in the Dow Jones report, and we'll talk about it again, that Disney apparently is part of this thing. They've got a copy of the new Johnny Depp Pirates movie that they're going to release today unless they get a ransom deal.
So actual pirates are holding pirates
for ransom. Yeah. Art imitating life or life imitating art, whichever way you want to look at it.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 20th, it's Beef Industry Outlook. The beef industry is strong, but the challenges have never been greater. If you raise cattle, don't miss this State of the Beef Industry this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Cool, moist weather of the springtime leads to many types of leaf spots and mildews. Then, as summer pushes its way into Texas, our plants begin to feel stresses and the insects come to the front. I have some guidelines to keeping those pest problems in check. Follow our common sense suggestions. You'll be much more successful in your gardening endeavors. I'll be back with details, responsible pest control, right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week 800-752-GROW. If we're going to be responsible in controlling pests on our plants, we need to begin with good plants. They should be species and varieties that are known to be resistant, if not immune, to serious insect and disease afflictions. You must also buy healthy, vigorous plants. Don't start with plants that already have issues. Plant at the proper season. There's no point in putting plants under undue stress by planting too early or too late. Know the prime time for each plant that you're growing and then stick carefully to it. Water your new plants regularly. Trees and shrubs, for example, have been grown in lightweight potting soils to lessen freight costs. Those mixes dry out much more quickly than our native clay soils, so you'll need to hand water them between lawn irrigations. Plants that suffer moisture stress are much more likely to have pests. Keep your plants vigorous by applying good plant foods in anticipation of new growth that they'll be producing. Again, healthy plants are far less likely to have problems. Know what insects and diseases may show up and then watch for them. Take a quick look each time that you mow or move a water hose. Early diagnosis, as with human maladies, means better odds of control. When you do spot a problem, address it immediately. Use mechanical means whenever possible. You can hand-pluck tomato hornworms as one example, and you can prune webworms out of your pecans as another. Use biological means if you can. There may be beneficial insects that can come to your rescue, or you may want to use Bacillus thuringiensis biological worm spray for caterpillars. You have many options available. If organic controls work, you need to use them. Sulfur, for example, is a good fungicide. It can burn foliage, but it's irritating to the eyes, but it does stop the spread of many leaf spots and other fungal diseases. And finally, if you've tried all other means and nothing has completely solved the problem for you, you can use an appropriate inorganic insecticide. Manufacturers put them through incredible amounts of testing and retesting so you can depend on them to be effective and not hazardous when used according to label directions. Use a pump sprayer for the most precise application. Hose end sprayers use far too much of the active ingredient. Along a similar line, avoid fertilizers that have pesticides mixed with them. Apply them separately as needed. I'm Neil Sperry. Landscaping to beat the heat in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the number 22 A&M baseball team wraps up their non-conference slate tonight as they host the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olsen Field. Junior Turner Larkins takes the mound for the Aggies as he looks to continue his success from his last start. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for A&M baseball, second baseman Braden Shoemake was invited to this summer's USA Baseball Collegiate National Team training camp to compete for a roster spot on the nation's premier summer collegiate team. Shoemake, who has earned SEC Freshman of the Week honors on two occasions, ranks 10th in the nation in RBIs and 14th in the nation in hits. Shoemake leads all Division I freshmen in hits, total bases, and RBIs. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team will make its 16th consecutive appearance in the NCAA Division I Softball Championship as the Aggies were selected to host the College Station Regional as the number 9 seed. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the tournament field.
We haven't played Texas since last regional. They beat us the first game. We beat them the second. Texas State, they played here at our place this year, and we know Rupp is really good. Ricky Woodard's done a great job with them. So we know what we're up against with those two teams. And then Texas Southern, we don't know well. But we'll have to try to figure out how to get some film on them. But Texas and Texas State, that's going to be a great game.
The Maroon and White sit at 42-10 overall, but have dropped 5 of their last 6 games. They'll hope to turn things around this Friday when they take on Texas Southern at 6:30. In Major League Baseball,
Tozawa with the 2-1. And that's driven pretty deep to left field. Ozuna is going back, looking up. See you later! A grand slam for Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros take a 4-1 lead. Second grand slam in as many days for the Astros.
Even short on sleep, Yuli Gurriel hit a grand slam to propel the Houston Astros to a 7-2 victory over the Miami Marlins. The Astros look to keep that momentum going in Game 2 tonight in Miami. First pitch against the Marlins is scheduled for 6:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Texas, Rangers center fielder Carlos Gomez is headed to the disabled list and will be sidelined for at least a month with a right hamstring strain. Without Gomez, the Rangers will be hoping to keep their 6-game win streak alive as they face the Phillies in Game 1 of a 3-game series tonight at Global Life Park. First pitch is at 7:05, and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics have advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals by taking Game 7 of their series with Washington 115-105. Isaiah Thomas delivered 29 points and 12 assists, while Kelly Olynyk added a career playoff-high 26 points off the bench. Meanwhile, San Antonio Spurs forward Kawhi Leonard will sit out Game 2 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Spurs coach Greg Popovich had some strong words about Zaza Pachulia, who stepped on Leonard's foot, aggravating the top scorer's sprained left ankle.
And this particular individual has a history with that kind of action. You can go back and look in Dallas games where he got a flagrant 2 for elbowing Patty Mills. The play where he took Kawhi down and locked his arm in Dallas and could have broken his arm. Ask David West, his current teammate, how things went when Zaza was playing for Dallas, and he and David got into it.
The injury happened during the second half of Sunday's 113-111 loss to the Warriors. Leonard initially hurt the ankle during the conference semifinals against Houston. And Roger Federer says he's skipping the upcoming French Open to concentrate on Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. The 18-time major champion announced on Twitter that bypassing the clay court season will help him compete on the tour for many years to come. The 35-year-old Federer hasn't played in an ATP event since April 2nd when he won the Miami Open. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
ASAP Equipment is your source for skid steer loader attachments. We just got our first 2 loads of attachments in and are ready to sell them. We buy skid steer attachment brands such as Bradco, Sweepster, FFC, Harley, and Vernig in volume so we can compete with the online retailers, but we offer the local service and support you deserve. Come by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff south of the racetrack or call your local attachment experts today. ASAP Equipment, 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Well, you know, we're always happy to get rain, but remember, after the rain come the mosquitoes. That may keep you indoors or in some way diminish your activity when you want to be out there doing stuff. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place for you to have to stay inside because of mosquitoes. So you can fight back, and ABC Home and Commercial Services has plans to help you be able to do that. The mosquito fogging treatment, aside from being the nuisance, clearly mosquitoes are also a health risk. But thanks to ABC and their fogging treatments, you and your family can enjoy your yard again. The ABC mosquito specialist will spray your yard down with a powered backpack, eliminate the mosquitoes all around the landscape. For a less than 5,000 square foot lot, fogging can be as low as $75 a month, depending on your landscaping. Plus, ABC specialists are good guys to have there in your yard and in your background because they do checks on all the folks before they put on that ABC commercial uniform. Now, you can give them a call. Find out about it. They'll be glad to give you an estimate about mosquito misting. Don't let the mosquitoes change your plans this summer. That's Bobby Jenkins at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They're specialists for your environment.
This is T. Dipple with Brenham National Bank. We are celebrating our 84th anniversary. We have remained independent because that is how we can serve our customers best. We thank our customers for all of their support over the years and are again honored to receive the Banner Press Reader's Choice Award for Favorite Bank. Brenham National Bank is here to meet all of your banking needs. If you are considering the purchase of a new home, we offer low fixed rate mortgages. If you're a small business owner, we will be your biggest champion. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank will be in your corner every step of the way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota Tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get 0 money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Well, going to be kind of warm today and windy, certainly. Look for winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour out of the south. High today about 88 degrees. Same thing for tomorrow, but we've got a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. And looking ahead of the weekend, a 60% chance of rain. Right now, it's 68 outside. WTAW, college.